We're in Genesis chapter number 41, moving our way through the book of the beginnings in the middle of the life of Joseph, and God has helped us. And I want us to see some nuggets from God's word tonight. I hope they'll help you. They certainly have been a great help to me. Genesis chapter 41, and we're going to pick up, if you would, in verse number 9. We finished off last time at verse number 8. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. Let the church say amen. Father, I pray, God, tonight that you would cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit. Thank you for bringing us thus far through the week. And we know that by your grace, we're going to keep on going for you. I pray, God, that you keep Satan from interfering tonight. And I pray, God, that each of us would find practical principles from God's word that will help us be better Christians, particularly in these last days. We pray now that you'll bless. In Jesus' name, amen. You already know what I'm going to say. Let's say it together. And the Lord was with Joseph. One more time. And the Lord was with Joseph. Here we are in chapter number 41, and I've called this Joseph still in prison. And the reason why we call it still in prison is because at the end of chapter 40, it looked like perhaps he was getting out right then. He had done something great. He had interpreted the dream for the chief of the butlers. That butler got restored. Of course, the baker, he got hanged and he died, but the butler got his job back, and Joseph asked him, remember me? And it looked like, oh, he's getting out of there. I mean, his ticket out of prison is right here. And we turn the page in the next chapter and we find out, no, and it came to pass after 2 full years, he stayed there longer. It looked like the valley was ending, and yet the valley was extending. But the Lord was still with Joseph. When your trial goes into overtime, we talked about that last time. Can your testimony still ring true? Can God still be seen in your life? God is reminding me every single day, I'm an advertisement. I'm a billboard for him. And people are watching me in my valley. Just because you don't feel like being a Christian doesn't mean people stop watching you. Joseph was being watched, and God was working in his life. So we saw the prolonged delay. He stayed there, and we saw particular dreams. This time, Pharaoh. I said dreams were happening a lot. Joseph was dreaming, and the butler was dreaming, and the baker was dreaming. And now Pharaoh is dreaming. Clear details of his dream, colorful descriptions in his dream, contrasting depictions in his dream, a consecutive delivery of a dream, another dream. And we saw that last week. We saw the fat cows and the lean cows, and we saw the big corn and the small corn, and we saw how the lean cows ate the big cows, and we saw the lean corn ate the big corn. And there was something going on in Pharaoh's mind, and he woke up and had no idea. He was troubled because something happened. He was in the dream and he couldn't figure out what the dream was saying. God was speaking, and God was speaking to someone who did not understand. And so he calls for all of his servants and his magicians and those that are supposed to be able to handle an ordeal like this, and none of them can do it. He was begging for help from people, and people couldn't help him. Vain is the help of man. And this is what Pharaoh found out. And this is what the world is finding out. We can look all over and find out and try to look for people that will help us and deliver us and solve our problems. And by the way, that's why the rise in drugs and alcohol and all the other vices that Satan serves on such a silver platter, this is why they are growing in our world today, because man is hurting. Man is looking for answers, and he's looking for them in all the wrong places. By the way, the flesh will instinctively go looking. We find great men in the Bible that in their toughest moments, they abandoned God and went looking for help in other places. And every single time, they came to the same conclusion that Pharaoh came to. The Bible says he told them his dream at the end of verse number 8, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. That's just a phrase that simply says nobody could help him. And let me tell you something, nobody is going to help you like God can. This is where we ended up with a perplexing dilemma in Pharaoh's life. Now, I want us to look now beyond this perplexing dilemma tonight at what I call a prompted development. A prompted development. Verse number 9, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh. Oh, antennas went up. Now, the butler is listening to Pharaoh tell all of his servants, tell all of those that were responsible for helping him, all of his magicians, his dream, and they can't help him. The butler's listening, and all of a sudden, something prompted in his mind. What I call remembered error. Listen to what the butler spoke up and said in verse number 9. I do remember my faults this day. Isn't it amazing? It gives us the impression for some length of time, 2 years perhaps, he didn't remember Joseph. But all of a sudden, moments after this had happened, significant moments after this had happened, he's listening to Pharaoh with a problem. He's listening to people that can't fix Pharaoh's problem, and it sparks a remembrance in his mind. I remember I messed up, Pharaoh. Hey, boss, I messed up. I forgot it for a while, but your problem reminded me of my problem. Notice the remembered error is followed by rehearsed events. And then he begins to go back and explain some things to Pharaoh. He says, Pharaoh was wroth with his servants. You were upset with us. You put me in a ward and the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. He gives them precise details, exactly what was happening. He gives them the peculiar dreams that he and the baker had. And then he gives them his personal dilemma. In other words, we had something going on in us like you got going on in you. Isn't it amazing how when other people have problems, it starts reminding you of your own problems? Isn't it amazing how when God works in us, we see other people going through difficulties, and how God helped us will be an opportunity for us to help other people. All of a sudden, he starts remembering. He says, Pharaoh, let me tell you what happened with me. I see what's happening with you. Let me tell you what's happening with me. He rehearsed those events. He remembered his error. But I want you to notice, after he explains those dreams, after he explains that dilemma, he says in verse number 12, there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. The remembered error, the rehearsed events. But here's what I call a resolute exclamation. Now he's going to start speaking with certainty and credibility. Pharaoh, I've been here. I forgot some stuff for a while. I was wrong. I'm starting to remember how I messed up. What was he remembering? He remembered that Joseph said, please, when you get back to the palace, remember me. He forgot. But when Pharaoh started talking about his dream that couldn't be interpreted, he remembered, oh, I messed up. He rehearsed, oh, this is what happened to me. People want to hear your story when they're going through their story and find out who helped you get through yours. And he says, there was a man with us. There was a special individual, is what I call it. That's what this resolute exclamation was about. A special individual. There was a young man with us. He was a Hebrew. He was a servant. There's something special about this guy. I remember some stuff, but I tell you what, I remember him. I remember that guy. That guy had something special about him. Not only was there a special individual, but that special individual was a recipient from us of some shared information. We told him our dream. Look, if you would, again, at verse number 12. The Hebrew, the servant of the captain of the guard, we told him. We told him. Pharaoh, we had a problem, and this guy was so special, we told him about our problem. The special individual, the shared information. Notice the supernatural interpretation. He interpreted to us our dreams. To each man, according to his dream, he did interpret. Let me tell you about this fella, Pharaoh. Let me tell you how special he was. He was special as a Hebrew. He was special as a servant. He was special enough for us to be comfortable sharing our problems with him. But it goes beyond that, Pharaoh. He was so special, he interpreted the dream. This fellow did something we've never seen anybody do before. We had something we didn't understand. We told it to this man. He told us the dream, the supernatural interpretation, and then the substantiated indication. Notice how he ends by saying in verse number 13, "And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged." Are you listening to me now? Pharaoh, I had a problem. The baker had a problem. We had dreams. We shared our dreams with this special guy. We saw something about him that was different. He listened, but he not only listened, he told us what the dreams were going to be. He interpreted them. But here's what I want you to know, Pharaoh. Exactly what he said would happen, happened. This fella is different. Is anybody listening right now? Here was Joseph down in prison, unlawfully punished, unfairly treated. He was done in a way that he didn't deserve. He ended up in a valley when he didn't expect to be there, but the Lord was with him. The captain of the guard saw the Lord was with him and put Joseph in charge. Eventually, unbeknownst to him, two elite servants of Pharaoh messed up and ended up in the same prison. They got to watch his testimony. They had dreams. Because of his testimony, he asked them exactly what's going on. He had a burden for them because he served them every single day. They told him. He told them because of interpretations. They only come from God. Remember he shared that with them? They saw God in him because he gave God the glory. And when he interpreted the dream, he asked the butler, "Remember me." The butler forgot him, but Joseph is still living in prison, living for God. And all of a sudden, a couple of years later, something happens and his testimony is remembered. Listen to me. People may forget you for a while, but when the time is right and they're burdened and they're going through difficulties and something makes the antenna rise in their minds, they're going to remember your walk with God. They're going to remember your character. They're going to remember your prayers. They're going to remember your devotion to God. They're going to remember your consistency. Don't get discouraged when it seems like things aren't working out and problems aren't resolving themselves and situations are not providing a solution. Don't get discouraged when the valley goes into overtime and the trials get extended. Why? Because in the nick of time, God is going to bring to recollection what others seem to forget about you. And just at the right moment, your testimony is going to shine. Watch this now. You think Joseph might have thought, "I'm going to be the reason why I get out of prison. Something about what I say, about what I do is going to resonate in the minds of my authority, and he's going to let me out of here." Truth of the matter was, it was secondhand information. It was Joseph living a testimony to somebody that then got moved. Now listen, Joseph didn't get transferred first. He didn't deserve to be there. Guess who got out of prison first? The one who deserved to be there, the butler. The butler was supposed to be there. He got out of prison first, even though it seemed like it was unfair, even though the one that shouldn't have been released got released. Guess what? God used that very individual to speak up on Joseph's behalf just in the nick of time. And I want to close today with telling you what that statement from somebody else about this child of God who had a stellar testimony for God in the midst of a valley, which was prison. Look what it did. It's what I call a resulting exit. Now watch this now. His remembered error, his rehearsed events, his resolute exclamation. But listen now, in the life of Joseph, what's going to happen? A resulting exit. Look at this phrase in verse number 14. "Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph." Wow, here's what I call summoning authority. Well, watch this now. God has a connection with just the right person that has the authority to get you out that valley. Listen to me. God has power over everybody. "Oh, I'm never going to get out of this. This is never going to change. This burden's never going to get off my shoulders. This problem's never going to end. This valley is never going to come to a close." Let me tell you something. God has a way. God has the ability to get a hold of your summoning authority. Watch this now. Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. He should have been out of there when he interpreted the butler's dream. God said, wait. God said, wait. Hey, let me tell you something. God's got you waiting for a reason. God's got you waiting for a reason. Hey, listen to me. Be patient. Let patience have her perfect work in you, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, the summoning authority, and then I call it the speedy actuality. Notice what the scripture says. He sent and called for Joseph. And look at verse number 14. And they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. Now watch this now. What took forever to happen? When God says it was time, it happened just like that. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I tell you, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Somebody tonight is going, this is taking too long. It's never going to happen. You lose hope, and I'm going to tell you something, you're going to lose your testimony. Hope deferred, making the heart sick. Let me tell you something. When you stop believing God can and he will, you will stop living out your Christianity as God has commanded you to. And as a result, you're going to miss the opportunity to affect people. The Lord was with Joseph in prison. Why? Because somebody needed to see God on Joseph. Who? The captain. Who? The butler. Who? The baker. Why? So they would trust him enough to tell him their burden. Why? So he could show them his God. Why? So they could get out of prison and do what? Forget him? Yeah, for a while, until somebody else had a problem, and their problem reminded the butler of his problem, and his problem was shared with Pharaoh. But not just his problem, but how God used a man. Listen to me. The butler didn't know God. The Pharaoh didn't know God. But guess who they did get to know? They got to know a child of God who was able to expose them to God. Some people don't read this Bible. Some people have never experienced a personal relationship with God. Some people on your job, some people in your family, some people in your neighborhood, some people that connect with you on social media, they've never had an experience with God like you have. They've never heard from God like you have. They've never had a testimony with God and from God like you have. But I tell you who they have experienced. They've experienced you. They've seen you. They've watched you. They've witnessed you. They've heard you. And when you step up and you show them God, because God is with you in their valley while you're living out God in your valley, your testimony will resonate. Oh, you don't think people paying attention? They ain't listening to you. They don't appreciate you. They don't recognize you. Let me tell you something. This butler forgot Joseph for a while. But when the time was right, he remembered it. By the way, who knows if he had said something to Pharaoh as soon as he got out of prison, if Pharaoh would have even accepted his word. He might have said, yeah, that's fine. But it really didn't apply to Pharaoh as much until Pharaoh actually had a dream. And now he's not just leaning on the butler's interpretation. Now Pharaoh's saying, I need somebody to help me. You be a testimony. Your testimony will help somebody, and that somebody will help somebody, and that somebody getting help from the somebody that you help may be the very reason why you get the opportunity to get out of your valley and into another place where God can use you just like he used you in your valley. Hang on, beloved. This moment in time in our lives when we're going through something is not for naught. God is working, and his timing is always perfect. Joseph's coming up out of prison. Why? Because God was with him in prison. Maybe your testimony in the valley is going to be the very mechanism that God uses at the right time to get you out of the valley. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Father, thank you for your precious word. Use it to help us. And God, give us hope in these times to keep pressing on, to keep fighting. For believers who are discouraged, they're in this fight of spiritual warfare and battle, and they're duking it out with the devil and with the flesh and with the world, and they're going through trials. Help them to keep pressing on and refuse to give up. refuse to quit, because you're going to work things out to get us out of here and with a chance to make a bigger difference than we ever have before. You gave us that dream for a reason. Help us to keep believing. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, isn't the Bible good? That encourages me. I hope that it encourages you. Have a great week on purpose. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning in the house of God. Boy, we get more and more people coming out, and I'm telling you, we're having a time. You come join us at 11 o'clock this Sunday if you're able. In the meantime, 2020 Vision, Christ shall be magnified. 2020 Vision, Christ shall be magnified. I love you. I miss you. And I'm praying for you, church.